Collect 117 of Australia's best entrepreneurs, mixing youthful exuberance with maturity and experience. Take them on an exclusive charter boat trip to Antarctica and imagine the amazing business thinking, ideas and opportunities that will result. So says Giulio Delafitte, the man behind this unusual expedition planned for January 2015. Giulio's a highly successful entrepreneur in his own right. He built wealth management business JDL Strategies and now runs Unstoppables, a movement with the catch cry, "Entrepreneurs sharpen entrepreneurs." Giulio calls the Antarctica venture a think tank on steroids, and he's put $1.2 million of his own money into it, not for personal financial gain, but because he feels so strongly about the fantastic business opportunities here in Australia, just waiting to be discovered. Yet entrepreneurs will miss out, he says, unless they engage better with each other, sharing their ideas, wisdom, experience and know-how. So, Heather Dawson asks, if the Australian entrepreneurial spirit needs help, what's wrong with it?
It's kind of half full, half empty. What's wrong and what's right? It is my opinion that Australia is the best country in the world in which to go ahead and prosper. What's wrong with it is the fact that for the last 10 years, 12 years, it seems that there is an air of uncertainty. And when people are uncertain, they don't really go for the future. So people start searching for certainty. What I want to bring is back the spirit of entrepreneurship and people to realize that Australia is wired for success. So if people start to realize, hold on a second, it's actually a very, very good time to start a business. Interest rates are low. The opportunities everywhere. There's people looking for jobs. There's highly capable people looking for jobs. So all the things to make a success of life are here, ready to go. I think it's just people getting inspired to do so.
Now, on this amazing expedition to the Antarctic, you're going to have a lot of young entrepreneurs and then you're going to have some older entrepreneurs that will work with them to help them achieve their goals. How's that going to work?
Well, let me just digress just for a second and tell you that I was in a meeting not long ago with a very, very senior investment guy here in Australia, a very wealthy man, telling me about this new product he wanted to take to market. And as he was telling me how he's going to take it to market, I start to have a sense in which this man is very rich, very influential, and yet his idea is kind of fading and he doesn't know. Why was I thinking that? Because 1 week earlier, I was with a young entrepreneur who was telling me that he was going to do some crowdsourcing in the back of a phone application and go to market and raise incredible amount of money for his funds. And I know that a young man is onto something. I started to then imagine what would happen if I put the two of them together. See, the older guy, he would have already banged his head on the walls and know what works and it doesn't work from a pure business perspective. Where the younger man, he's actually inventing the future. And I got really inspired by the concept of putting the two of them together, where the older can mentor the younger as far as business is concerned, and the younger could mentor the older as far as the future is concerned. I thought it was a good idea.
Now, there also seems to be quite a focus on social and environmental issues, looking at the workshops that you're planning to run, social entrepreneurship, saving the planet's problems and so on. But you see all things connected in the business world today, don't you?
I do. I really, really do. What I'm looking at here right now is the reality that I think we can't be talking, Heather, anymore that there are no problems. There are some serious problems. And the point is, it takes an entrepreneurial mind to perhaps look at a problem and think, I can actually make money out of that. And not be ashamed or embarrassed, but see that problem? I'm going to fix it. I'm not going to make money out of it. And everybody wins. The community wins. The country wins. The planet wins. And I think often it takes an entrepreneurial mind to take care of it, not somebody hoping that a government somewhere will actually do something about it.
Well, from problems to opportunities then, but where do you believe the biggest business opportunities lie ahead for Australian entrepreneurs?
I would say this. There are some real, real shifts in so many industries. And I could say something like, I really believe that travel agents, bookkeepers, accountants, all these people that are face-to-face service people, technology is really catching up with them. So they actually have to shift their value proposition. I would say that 30% of the jobs that will be common jobs in 20 years from now, they do not exist tonight. And I think for those that can get to the future first, oh, they will. They will have an incredible, incredible ride. And what I want to do with Antarctica, I want to get as many people to the future as possible and really look at technologies that are available for us and bring on. So once again, the biggest opportunities for us as entrepreneurs are there's a lot of people that are not ready to retire. They're not ready financially, emotionally. So all the people that are in the late 50s, early 60s, they are still young at heart. They're nothing like their parents. They want to go to the gym. They want to socialize. They want to contribute. And it's this whole protocol that they should retire at 65. Well, they ain't going to do it. So in that arena alone, there are tons of opportunities. And I could roll, I could go and give you a few more. It's just a matter of time. You know?
Well, you've likened your Antarctica expedition to Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams, Giulio.
Yes.
So what do you mean and why did you choose Antarctica?
Okay. I start thinking then, how could I get these guys together? How could I get the entrepreneurs, the guys that have gone before, those that have wisdom, those that have actually made a lot of money with the young people that are starting their race? And I started looking around and I saw all sorts of organizations and I saw that they actually pitched to groups, like some organizations pitched to the young guys and some organizations to the older guys. And there was no platforms to actually bring the two together. So what would be a cool place to take them to that they would actually be interested to go? And when we said Antarctica, it just landed. No pun intended, but it couldn't get cooler than that.
Well, you do have on your side, Giulio, plenty of money. You've built your business and a lot of money on hard-nosed principles around debt minimization and tax deductions and property investing. So is this a bit of a far cry from all that?
You see, I have heard that. I have heard that quite a few times. The truth is, when I first came to Australia in 1988, they were telling me that Australia was in recession. Well, they were running a 12% inflation. Brazil was 300% inflation. Then they told me that the interest rates were very expensive, Heather, where there were 12% per annum interest rates here, where interest rates in Brazil was 12% per month. So I started to realize the people financially, they had different outlooks in life. I had a goal straight away, and I worked two jobs. They told me that there was a recession, I was not going to get a job. Well, I got two jobs. And as soon as I could, I bought a house, then I bought another one, then I bought another one, then I borrowed against my houses. I started a business. I sold that business, and I just went for it. Because Australia always occurred to me as an incredible country. Oh, my God, how good is this country?
Well, what would be your biggest tip to Australian entrepreneurs right now, or indeed anybody in business?
Sure. Look, the best thing you've got to do is to really look at your pathway to customer. It's great having a great idea. It's fantastic and get excited about it. But bottom line is, how are you going to access your potential customers? So you have to really work on your channel of distribution and work on it intelligently. And to do so, find yourself some mentors. Find others that have done it. And once your business starts to grow, don't employ anyone to be your key person, your right-hand person, or the CEO of your organization. It's a key person. So I would say to you, hire slowly and pay attention of beginnings. So advice would be like this. Make sure that you develop a very well-structured pathway to customer that actually works. You service the customer. You do what you said you would, and you deliver on your promises, and your business will grow. Once your business starts to grow beyond what you can handle and you need to bring in the executive team, every single person in the executive team has to be very well selected. These will be my two key advices today.
Well, one last question, Giulio. Tell us about your Unstoppables organization.
Unstoppables is a movement. What we want to do is we want to support all of the entrepreneurial organizations, and they are flourishing. Heather, they're happening everywhere. So what we want to do really is to create a movement. We want to take people away one trip a year internationally and one trip domestically and really have people take time out of their busy schedules and hang out with others that are of the same caliber and really start talking about how can we get to the future? How can we enhance each other's businesses? How can we take responsibility for our legacy? That's what Unstoppable is all about. It's not about the Antarctica trip. It's just a launching trip for it. Next, after that, we're going to go to the Amazon, and then our dreams are ready to go to space. So it's a movement to say to people, amazing people in amazing places to do amazing things.
Giulio Delafite, Unstoppables.